You're going to hate that we're going to be drinking and eating on this podcast, but we got Michi Chui, freaking facts, ceviche in front of us, alcohol, and it's our 40th episode.
Yeah! I made it! I was nervous, like my car was gonna break down or something, before I got here.
And to celebrate, we have a bunch of 40s in our hands.
De cuarentas.
We're gonna chug it. I have a Bud Light 40. Shout out to my dad. I know this is like water, apparently, but my dad likes Bud Light, so.
Big and Mickey's. Then let's tell him about the tagging.
Yeah, but oh yeah, 40. Yeah. But you guys have Mickey's.
Yeah, we have Mickey's. Yep. Good Mickey's. A lot of the homegirls got the Mickey sign tatted on them. I think they regret it after years, but. Wow. You know, it was hella ratchet.
Out of all the 40s, this is the best tasting.
I'm going to keep it a buck. I'm a Code 45 type of guy.
Really?
Yeah, Code 45 with my thing. Code 45 and two zigzags. Leave it alone.
So we are going to chug for 40 seconds.
Okay, somebody put the timer.
40 second chug for 40th episode.
Yeah. You guys might be disappointed in me. It's been a while.
Yeah, I haven't done this since like 2010.
It's a great time.
I'm going to just chug all my liquor.
Oh, and then we tagged because... This is my tag.
Mine is super toy.
Yeah. We tag on our 40s. That's a tagger thing.
Yeah, that's what we do. Thing. That's what we do around here. That's what we do
around here. Shout out Donner. He tagged on mine.
Letty Winner.
Letty called me, was like, Duno, were you ever a winner?
Yeah.
And I was like, I was. She's like, oh my God.
Duno won.
Duno won. All
right. We ready?
Yeah, we ready?
40 seconds on the clock. Let's go. Brown bag, episode 40. Let's go. Cheers.
Oh, I don't know why I had to do that. Hold up. Ass and titties.
Oh, ass and titties. Can someone play some music for 40 seconds?
Yeah. Okay. Some. Okay, let's go.
Ready, set, go. Jug.
Freshman. I can't do it no more. Fuck. I can't do it, dog. It's been forever. Fucking Vic, I knew you were a ratchet when I met you.
Drink, Duno.
Ah, fuck, I'm gonna have to chug this little liquor. Oh. That shit just brought like flashbacks. Like,
10 more seconds.
10 seconds, Duno.
I'm gonna just admire my tag and give all the credit to Letty and Vic,
to
be honest.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I love that. Y'all fucking killed it, I swear. I couldn't do it, you guys. Woo! Couldn't do it. Burp that shit. Burp it. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yo, Rod over here in the back.
Hey.
Oh, shit. Wait, you gotta show the camera.
Did I win, though, over here?
Look at Scooter Ron.
Scooter Ron did that.
That is a winner!
What the fuck?
By a little way, look.
Wow.
Oh, Ron.
No, oh, Scooter Ron, yeah. Scooter Ron. Damn, Letty. God damn it.
Letty.
I thought I had it.
I thought I had it in the bag.
Letty,
just no
I need
real.
Someone to burp me.
Letty, just no real 40 chuggers. Woo! Yeah. Burp it out.
Yeah, I'm here with it. I'm here with it.
Look, I only jack. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a bitch.
You said it. I brown bag for that though.
Yeah, brown
you don't
bag.
Say that word.
I got you.
Damn.
Oh yeah, facts. Fuck,
bro. The minute I tasted that shit,
you brought flashbacks.
Yeah, hell yeah. It took me back to like this liquor store we used to go to. Called Foster's.
You're about to what?
They used to just sell us anything.
Yeah. Smells like Christmas time, man.
You're my best friend.
$2. Now, four because it's a 40.
You're my best friend, Angie.
Thank you.
Damn.
Why do you say smells like Christmas time?
Like growing up, like, let's say, like, the homie will fart and, like, you know, because people get embarrassed about certain shit, you know?
Yeah, no, and so, you're a great person.
So I'll be like, it smells like Christmas time.
That makes you feel, because if a girl burps, guys are like, ew, gross, or don't be like that, or girls need to know, but he's very, like, accepting.
I don't
like
a burp. A burp is cool, just not the other thing. You
know? Or like one of those things, like, where, like, my ex-girlfriend, like, one of my exes, she was, like, hella shy about taking a shit, right? And then, like, obviously, we got comfortable. She'll take a shit at the house. And then when she'll get out, I have to use the bathroom and be like, it smells like Christmas time, man.
This is a sick fool.
No. This is a keeper. Girls, if you were on the fence about hitting on Duno, hit on him. Like, that's amazing.
Come on, I'm at the gym.
Talk about it.
I'm at the gym every day now. You know, I'm working out. You feel me?
He's a gym bro.
Can I go to the gym with you? Gym do you? No, don't say that.
No, yeah. Nah, but they're going to be checking you out and coming up to us. A lot of Brownback fans be at the gym.
Yeah.
lot of brown bag baddies be at the gym. Mm. They'd be like, oh my God, I love the podcast. I just be wanting to tell them, like, but do you love me?
Oh my God. You know? What's love your favorite me for part? Me, girl. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so what's your favorite part?
That what was do you cool. Like about the podcast? I appreciate us chugging 40s for the 40th episode. What other podcast? What other show? Come on.
40th. How do you feel? You made it past 39, man.
I know. It feels great, honestly, bro. Like I said earlier, I was worried like something would happen on the way here, and then I'm like, no. Yeah,
Vic has had other podcasts that they were great podcasts, but it just dissolved after 39.
39 episodes, yeah.
So we made it past that,
you guys. We made it 40.
Shout out to us. Broke you the know, curse. I think it's very, I'm very like into like nothing's a coincidence. So the fact that like opening day in LA is this weekend, our 40th episode is this weekend, it just all feels like amazing. And then Easter is this weekend, which is when Christ got reborn and we're celebrating it. Yeah. Like, there we go. Like, hell this is all so special. You know us. We have to make everything mean something.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing for Easter on Sunday? Mm. What is the plot for the Easter family, the Peniches, at the Ulloas, at the Lopez's?
Okay, so can I go first, guys?
Yeah, of course.
I'm having the most trouble because I have signed up to do Easter at my house, but I shouldn't have. Because next weekend, so first of all, the day before Easter is Ugas versus Spence fight, which is a big fight. We're going to watch it. Okay. And then Easter is going to happen on Sunday. And then next week is Luisito's birthday. And then also during the week next week is my anniversary with Jorge. It's a lot of planning to do. And I took on Easter. Like, hey, let's just have everyone come over to my house. And now I'm so stuck looking for this damn bunny. I want a bunny to come over the house.
Is he going
to
be bad?
You want
to
hire one?
They're all scary. The ones that are available look scary. They're the ones that scare the kids. Like, they're the eyes off. It's like the popsicle with the Tweety popsicle.
Oh, when they has a...
Yeah, when it has ones melting.
So it's like a bad one?
Yes, it's a bad bunny, guys. And you both made references. Yes, it's a bad bunny. I'm looking for a good bunny. Yeah. It's been so tough to find. Michichui, you guys do bunny costumes?
Shout out Michichui, guys. You know we have to bring him back for the episode.
They do everything. Facts. I love Michichui.
Yo, they're so good that they got, like... We didn't air two of our episodes, so we drank
right, because we went too wild.
Because we did a little too much.
And then before, we used to record earlier, so it was fine. But right now, it's evening time, and I have to be up at 4 a.m., and I'm already like, damn, I'm going to be so hungover.
I know. It'd be like that. Fuck. I know. One time I left after here filming with Michichui, I was like... Like, fuck, it's only 5 p.m. I'm drunk.
Michichui has led to a few bad decisions by me back
yes,
in the day.
Facts. I'm not gonna lie. Facts.
A lot of
but
funny
it's all,
ones.
Yeah, facts. But it's all in love, you know?
It's all in love.
Yeah. So get Michichui with caution.
Yeah.
Hit them up. But just be aware.
Just be aware.
You're in for a wild night or morning or day.
Oh, Trump, but you should have seen everybody on my birthday. Hey, oh. Four was drunk off the drinks, food what they put in it. I was like, I don't know. I ask myself that all the time. I drink Michichui.
Facts.
When I walked
Should
into
they
your birthday,
roofie us?
Hey, when I walked into your birthday, I was in the back of the line and I was like, "You know what I want."
And you guys, this is not an ad, by the way. This is really our people. They did. They've done fucking let these events. They did my birthday. We've talked about it. If y'all some real OG fans, we've talked about it plenty of times. We've had great times with them.
Yep.
And it's just
well, lucky I feel bad because all the episodes we do shut them out. We don't run because we're drunk.
We're too drunk.
Sorry, Michichui. Thank you for keeping coming.
But look, this one, look, I just got the beer. I chilled this time. Yeah. No more cucumber margarita. Gets me a little too happy. You feel me?
No, I'm trying this. What's the mango?
Mango Hennessy.
Mango Hennessy.
Mango Hennessy.
Mango Hennessy with ceviche. Damn, that shit is lit.
And their ceviche is always so fire.
We're treating today like a Saturday day. Like, what's wrong with us? What is wrong with this?
Nah, but yeah, it's big vibes, man. I'm excited big for vibes. Easter.
Yeah. What are your guys' plans?
So my plan, shout out my boy. He's been taking me to the gym and shit. So he's a big soccer fan. So what I'm going to do is take him to an LAFC game on Sunday. And for him and his girl, we're going to enjoy it. We're going to have a good time and shit. But right after, I'm going to go to City Terrace in East LA. And my family goes crazy with the egg. With the egg hunt, they go crazy, and then they go crazy with the popping the eggs. But we don't do confetti. They do fucking arena. My family gets crazy with this fucking. It becomes war, fool. Like,
and so he's talking about like eggs that what usually it's either it's confetti, but you fill them with harina, flour.
They fill them with flour,
and the thing is to run around smashing them on people's heads.
So my like all the girls in the family know whoever you bring, they can't be like one time I think like my sister bought a homegirl and she was like, oh. So I acting like a mamona, and they're like, well, you should have warned her.
Go with your family for Easter.
Yeah, like, bitch, go over there, you feel me? But it gets crazy, like fool, we don't do the 12-packs, we do the 24, you know the cartones? That if you break, your mom whoops your ass?
Damn.
The purple one, the purple carton. It gets lit. And then what you got to do is get there in secret and always keep them away from the, because always a Chris cracking off, you know? Like last year, my sister told Aiden, like, hey, go hit him with a hand. Yeah. And then boom, and then it starts a fucking war.
Yeah.
And then you're always like on alert. And then there's always that one cousin everybody wants to get because it's like just some type of animosity to me.
Yeah.
Like everybody just goes extra hard on their head. Like
on that one. Yeah.
they wait all year to do some shit.
Yeah.
But one time when I was younger, we went to Madrina's house. We went to my Madrina's house in Mid City. And bro, did we have the arena fight? We came back to the house late night, like around como las 11, 12. And we found out that the water got shut down, the hot water. So my sisters had harina all over their hair. We did.
No.
And, bro, we had to shower with cold water 11 at night. And we had, because it's on a Sunday, so there's school the next day.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That's why I didn't gonna go. Like, they were having fun, but when they came home and found out that there was no work. You know, Latinas, they had to shower.
Yeah.
Hot water, mandatory.
Yeah.
They were
that's
mad.
A Latina thing?
I think that's a Latina thing.
I thought that was just me thing.
Nah, that's a Latina
that's
thing.
That's funny.
It'd be hella hot out, like, you feel me? And it just... They open the door and the smoke comes out. I'll be like, damn.
Wow.
That's excited, crazy. Though.
The first time that I like, even saw the eggs like that, I was in Mexico. So they do, like, a fiesta where my dad's from every February.
Fire.
And so I guess this is how I saw it. They have the girls walk in a circle like this. Like, they're walking around in a circle. And then the guys are outside, like, walking in an opposite circle. So basically, you're passing around people. So the girls are doing this. The guys are doing this. And if a guy likes you, he smashes you in the head with the egg. Yeah, it's a weird thing in my dad's pueblo. Like, but that's how I learned about those eggs. And then I saw them. Did I get hit with the egg? I feel sorry for those girls.
You know what
I'm
they say?
Still me, dog. Like, and I'm half Salvi. Mexicans love Salvis.
Come on, I was telling you that. You know, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
No, but you know, I can imagine. You know what Latinas say? What? You could be a 6'7" over here, but in Mexico, you
would
die.
Oh, yeah, Mexico, dime. Yeah, I was like Kim Kardashian.
Lakim.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's like I say, like, I feel like if I were to go to Mexico, like, you feel me? It's a wrap, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're just getting all the...
I'm getting it cracking.
You're having a whole other family out there.
Like, come on, mommy, you ain't never seen this gorra before.
This gorra?
Come on, mommy, tú eres el zapato.
Look at my cachucha.
Cachucha. Look at what you can say. Me gusta tu cachucha.
Me gusta tu cachucha.
They're going to want your cat something.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Easter?
Oh,
let's go back to nice
Easter.
Talk.
So, for whatever reason, I don't really have too much of a tradition for Easter every year. Nah,
European.
It's just...
You're the one that killed God. I'm sorry. Is that right? It was white people, right?
That's a good-ass joke. No, that's a good-ass joke. I can't even lie. Nah,
was it God or Jesus?
Yeah, no, so...
Jesus.
For whatever reason, like, we have traditions for everything else except for that.
Maybe it's time for you to set up the tradition.
I was thinking
or
that.
To go to Dallas.
But this Dallas coming to me. But this year my mom's birthday is Wednesday or the 13th. So we're going to celebrate on Sunday on Easter. So we're going to go to brunch with my mom.
Oh, fire. Okay. Yes. Some mimosas.
Yeah, some mimosa vibes.
For the day the
my mom like mentioned this like super fancy Hollywood place that like her homegirls told her about. She's like, I want to go here, and I'm like, where's that? She's like, I don't know. It looks so cool on Instagram, and I'm like, all right, I'll take you, mom. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I love that.
Legend. Yeah.
So you know when older people discover like cool shit, and then now you got
to
take them.
Oh, ask me about it, fool. Yeah. My mom found out I could get tickets to places, and all I get.
That's
for
what I'm saying.
Every weekend, she's like, this person's gonna be at this spot. You know anybody there? I'd be like, shit, let me call Ron or the homie. Yeah. Sure, if I got to call straight homies. For like the Santa Fe clan, I told Ron, like, hey. My mom was already waiting by the thing. They were asking her, she has tickets. She's like, mijo, ahorita va a venir.
And then, hell, that's fire.
And then we got there, and then we got, like, the backstage ones and everything. And then she was, like, she was taking pictures of everything, but on Facebook. She was trying to go live. The Belasco had horrible service. She was hella frustrated. I'm like, just record it and post it later. You know what I mean?
Yeah, now my mom, any concert, she's like, do you know these people? And I'm like, yes, mom. on Mother's Day, we're going to go to, like, this old school R&B concert. It's pretty sick.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that you do stuff with your mom as, like a son. Like, both of you do that. That's so awesome. That makes me look forward to when the boys are older.
Yeah, because they're going to do cool shit. Especially, like...
Oh, hell yeah. Because you're a legend already, so imagine...
Legend.
So they're gonna take you out. They're going to be like, dude, she's... I mean, you're probably going to take them.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, would you be okay with any of them doing radio? I know it's like a kind of like, oh, radio's not a bad thing, but, like, would you be okay with any of them being, like...
You know, yeah, because I want, like... So, yes, if they want to do it, I feel like... This is going to sound so bad. There's this thing called nepotism. Mm-hmm. And it's basically like you getting ahead because of who you're related to. And to me, it's like, yes, if I'm your mom and if you want to do radio, I'm going to help you because it was so hard for me to get into it. Mm. And it's like, yeah, let's keep the legacy going, you know?
Latinos need to practice nepotism.
Nepotism more.
We're
so much about, like, get it on your own and, like, go the hard way. And it's like, it doesn't have to be that way. I did the hard work so that my children don't have to. Damn. Clearly still make them learn morals and different things. Yeah. I'm like, right now.
Yeah.
It's the 40. My dead legs, but like.
Would that be drunk with the white neighbor just.
Yeah. When he saw me, right? You're like, oh, what's up?
Nah, yeah, deadass. We need to practice nepotism in the Latino community a lot more. Like you said, there's like a stigma like, oh, it was handed to him.
Yeah.
Or even like, let's say, like AD, like they say like Silver Spoon Cup or whatever, right? But it's like. It's like looked down upon, and that's stupid, bro.
But that's what you work so hard for.
Yeah.
So that you're like generational wealth, so that your kids have it easier.
My kids are spoiled brat. That's a flex to me. You know what I'm saying?
Damn. Like, well, tampoco.
I mean, not like that. But you know what I'm saying?
It's not like he could hit Vic and
not like that. But I'm saying
he has things.
He has things that I didn't or that I wanted to have or whatever. Like, and like somebody asked me too, like, oh, would you want Vic to be in the music industry? And I was like,
if you want,
I'm like. If he wants to, then I'm going to make it, like, super fucking easy for him. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
I'm obviously going to teach him hard work and a work ethic, not hand him shit, but, like, he's going to skip a lot of steps.
Yeah.
When there's nothing wrong with that.
And more than likely, honestly, your kid's not going to want to do what you do.
Yeah, I don't, I think my mom to this day just, I think the one thing about Latino parents is questioning their kid's future And I was blessed with a mom that, even though she, like my mom used to be like, even with tagging, my mom used to be like, rate las pinches nalgas, porque te gusta, because when I was younger, I didn't have money.
Right.
You know, like, we were painting, but she'll buy me, like, new cargo shorts, and the next day, they'll have a rip from a fence or, like, a cannon. She'll just talk shit, but now that she, like, she'll laugh about it, like, oh, mira tu amigo este. Or like my mom would see tags, and they said like, oh, mira, te vi, tú y tus pinches amigos. ¿Cuándo lo hicieron? ¿Cómo se subieron para allá? ¿Cómo esto? And then, but now it's like that with this, where it's like, oh, how was it? Because it's different, like when, okay, so when we did the Mozzie shit on No Jumper, like, I was telling my mom how excited I was, and I had to kind of like compare Mozzie to somebody in her industry. And, like, somebody, I mean, not her industry, but somebody that
she's familiar with.
Yeah, so she was like, oh, like, so it's cool shit like that. Like, my mom, when I told her who Letty was, I had to compare her to, like, a Latino radio person.
Ooh, who did you say? Please don't say Pili.
No. That's like, Paisa, my mom's a rockera. My mom's like, que viva roca, chingada tu madre. That's my mom,
Which locutor am I, or locutor?
El locutor, I think, I said something like, I said, oh, because my mom knows who, we'll probably edit this out.
Why?
But my mom knows who, is. You know,
yeah, we're editing that. Yeah. See, big boy.
Okay.
Shout out to big boy, my guy.
So, hello. You know, like, it's always dope to, like, you know, so I would want, like, my kids, when I have kids, to be like, oh, like, you know, I'll be like, oh, yeah, well, I know this person.
Yeah.
Like,
woo, woo. Yeah.
My dad would not understand this, but he does understand radio. So, like, the radio stuff, he gets it. Like, he'll listen to me. He'll just have the radio on to me just to support.
Yeah.
I remember when I worked at another station, and I had left Power.
Uh-huh.
Well, I got fired. But then I went to work at another station. He would ride around, and if he saw Power 106, like, at the street team, he would bump the other station just to be, like, on some ride or die stuff. That's like, dope. I love this station! Like, just my dad. He's Mexican. It's fine. Yeah. But he doesn't listen to any of the music. It's just so to support me. So shout out to my dad. But this stuff, he doesn't understand.
Yeah, my mom.
He does not understand Brown Bag or any of it. Like, but this is gonna be the shit that he's gonna be living off of pretty soon.
Yeah,
nah, really bad.
Talk about it.
What's up, Michael? I'm doing you right now, bro.
Nah, it's funny because I can't even say Brown Bag.
No, wearing glasses, I can't even see.
She'd be like, es martes, vas para el bound. El bound?
I'll
be like,
oh, yeah. What did she say? What did she call
she
us?
She says like Brown Bag. Like Brown Bag. Like she, the R. I think the R is very hard to pronounce for Latinos that are, my mom's is considered ESL. Yeah.
So look, if you
it means is English as a second language.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So if you have either more Spanish speaking family members, just call us Bolsita Cafe. That's what our group chat is called.
Yeah.
Bolsita Cafe.
Not that is a bolsita. Ours is Cafe.
Yeah. Saca esa bolsita.
No, yeah. So I think that's dope. But I always thought about, like, I wonder, like, if Little Vic would be, like if he would want to be a journalist. Right.
And he's already a YouTuber and a streamer. Like, who knows
better than you?
He's wannabe YouTuber.
He's way cooler.
Dead ass. Who knows if he's actually going to, like, continue it? Because, you know, kids have phases and then grow out of things, and then they think, like, something they did when they were younger is like, oh, that's lame. But if he continues how he is, he's very consistent. He posts. He literally says, he's like, I'm a memer. And he gets a lot of views on his videos. You'd be surprised. Like, he'll get, like, 5,000 views on a video that's, like, 3 seconds long. And I'm like, he's at like 400 or 500 subscribers.
Oh yeah, we gotta get monetized.
No, dead ass. He's all shout out Lil Vic. He always tells me to you guys follow his YouTube.
That's my
subscribe
guy.
To him. Yeah. So who knows if it continues? If it is, like, I'm gonna support him and I'm gonna, like, you know, start to, like, come up with content with him when he gets, because right now it's kind of like he plays with it and stuff. Yeah. But if he really wants to take it serious and he gets older, like, I'm going to support him 100%, get him editors, get him, you know, good camera and shit.
That's dope as fuck. Jose's like, yeah, more money. but imagine, too, like, imagine Jorjito were to do baseball, right? And he's up for pitch, at his first pitch, MLB. And then they show, like, they always show the reactions of the parents. And then it's you and Jorge. And then they'll be like, let the OG Hall of Famer or radio listen. Then,
in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Yeah, Radio Hall of Fame. And then it's like Jorge Benitez, LA's top photographer, woo woo. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, there's
that's
certain.
So that's fire.
That'll look fire because it'll be like, wow, it's all different professions.
Well, yeah, do you know, like, Elon Musk's parents, like, one of them's a supermodel, one of them's, like, something else. Like, his parents are, like, popping.
Hella cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that sounds cool. Like, yeah.
Like David Beckham's kids.
Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. What do they do?
But it's like David Beckham and
Posh Spice had a kid.
Like a Spice Girl and one of the biggest soccer players in the world had a kid. He just got married.
They have like three, four kids or something.
Oh, David Beckham.
But just being their kid.
I don't think he plays anymore. I don't know David Beckham
is.
That's never mind. Okay, yeah.
He doesn't, right? He's retired.
No, he's played for Galaxy.
Yeah, he played for Galaxy for a little bit.
But he also played in Europe, right?
Yeah.
Legend.
He was huge.
Legend. How was Lent?
Okay, no, hold on. Because you guys said Radio Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
When I was at the DJ Khaled.
Oh, yeah.
Star.
Let's talk about it.
They gave him a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Fire.
He took his kids. He took his sons. And it was cool because Jay-Z was there. Diddy was there. It was, to me, I'm like, damn, these people don't even know who's going to be here right now. Because they showed up like, okay, DJ Khaled's going to get a star. And I don't think that necessarily, clearly that Khaled's cool, but I don't think people came out like that for him.
Yeah.
So they show up and I'm like, damn, Hov is about to come out. Diddy's about to come out. Drake was supposed to come, but he got caught up in traffic. But like all of that, and it's like to see, it's like, this shit should be shut down.
Yeah.
Like, it was low if key, they knew it was low, because, but I know that's why they did it. Like, they're not trying to cause pandemonium like that. But it was just so special being there because it was not a lot of people. So it was cool being there. But Callie took his kids, and his kids are all dressed up. And low-key, his kids remind me of my kids because of how Jorge is with them. Like, he just is always has them in some fly shit, like his, the Rolexes, all of that. But when I saw that, I'm like, that's what I want. Like, to me, that doesn't feel like spoiled kids. That feels like kids seeing their parents work hard and being there. Like, Callie took a moment to be like, Asad, I know, is the oldest one. I forget the youngest one's name, but he's like, this is for them. And he just takes a moment. Literally, everyone is there to recognize him, but he's like, my sons, my wife, this is for us. We love you, and I love you. And they say, I love you back to their dad, and we're just getting started. To me, that feels like, wow, that's the type of stuff I want to give to my kid, you know?
Did he say another one?
He's doing some other thing. He's like, they didn't believe, but God did.
That's
his new thing. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Because we've been through that. He wouldn't believe in this, but God did.
The facts.
Yeah, that's fire.
Yeah, but I just, like, seeing that whole thing play out.
Was very, like, inspirational.
Super inspirational. Literally, I'm looking at that, and I told Jorge this, too. I'm a manifester.
Yep.
So I'm looking at that, and I'm like, that's going to be us. Going to be us first. Like, you know, like, Hove and Diddy. I showed you guys the video. Hove and Diddy and Khaled are sitting down. I'm like, that's us three. And then I look at Khaled up there. That's us again.
That's fire.
Because we're going to do a lot. I'm all drunk. We're going to do a lot.
No, she told us this when she was sober, too, though.
Yeah, I did. I put this in the chat.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got to see it. And literally, just that's how I am. I see it, and it happens. And I just trust in myself that much. We all have the same thing.
Yeah.
We all have the same brain power. I'm just, like, very cognizant of, like, how much it works, how powerful it is. Yeah. But, yeah, we're going to do that.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about how the Brownback fans were.
That made it easier to visualize. Fans. No, this is what's dope. So there is a crowd, right? And there's a crowd there, and it's quiet because there's not a lot of people. But the crowd starts going, Brownback, Brownback, to get my attention. That's Hove turns around. Diddy turns around. And I know in their brain it's like, who are they talking to? And then I'm like, hi, guys. But it's so cool. Shout out to the people that were at the DJ Khaled thing that shouted out Brownback, because that's the stuff that's important. That I'm there and LA sees us.
Nah, yeah, that's dope as fuck. I think because I've been getting that a lot lately. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm telling you, at the gym, like, a lot of, like, and then a lot of these, like, it's obviously it's mostly Latinas, but the Latinas, like, they'll send me DMs, or the Latinos, they'll be like, bro, we big fans, whoop, whoop, like, we fuck with y'all shit. And then I go to their pages, and a lot of the Latinas are, like, colleges, they're fighting for our people, yeah. And then the guys, and, like, it's hella
people
dope.
With purpose.
Yeah, yeah. It's dope as fuck to watch. I'm like, oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah, shout out the kid that ran up to me at the Grove. I was walking with Lil Vic, we're gonna go watch Sonic. And then he's like, are you? And he was like all nervous.
Oh, that's so
and
awesome.
I was like, yeah. It was kind of like I was about to walk in.
Right.
So it was like a little bit awkward, but I was just like, yeah. And then I shook his hand. I was just like, yeah, like,
not Vic
good to
saying,
meet you, bro.
Hey, not right now.
No.
Not Vic.
No, no. It was just like, I'm with my son. I'm very overprotective when I'm with them, you know? And he had all good intentions.
Don't
but
come up to Vic when he's with his kids.
Approach me like a fucking grizzly bear. but he was a hella cool. He was like really a young kid, like, teenager for sure. And I just said, what's up? And like, he didn't know what to say, and then I didn't know what to say. So I was just like, and then I was just like, yeah, and I shook his hand, and then he left.
That's awesome.
It was cool. Shout out to him. He was really cool.
Yeah, since we're doing shout outs, shout out to Giovanni Gio and his girl Melissa, who listened to us with their kids. Gio called Power today and was just like bigging up Brownback, and I'm like, no, thank you. His birthday is coming up, so Gio, have a great birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gio.
You know, he said they make it a point to watch us every Friday. Low-key, we were thinking of changing the drop date, but I'm not anymore, because it's become something special for people to watch it before the weekend pops. So shout out to you and everybody that watches us.
Hopefully on your birthday you drink hella alcohol.
Yeah, get a 40.
And yeah,
get a
Don and Mickey's.
And then maybe great. A little bolsita.
Café.
Café.
Okay.
A
tea bag?
A tea bag.
I'm sure he wants that for his birthday.
So Easter. Okay,
Speaking of huevos.
Yoshi!
Let's do that.
Well, they said I did it perfect. Shout out to everybody.
Thanks.
You guys have to take the wheel on this.
All right, Len.
I can't read from here.
What did you guys give up and how well did it go? I gave up eating fast food and I did a great job.
Yeah.
He's fucking doing it, guys.
I'm so proud of you.
And honestly, it went pretty good. I think it's a mental thing. People always tell me, like, bro, it takes 21 days to break a habit or get a habit. So I've been doing good. Yeah, man.
I'm sorry. I'm very, like, you know, journalist. I start to just question shit. I want to interview you really quick. Do you have a certain, like, target anything? Or are you just kind of going with the flow? Or are you just trying to stay consistent? Like,
what's your thing? I think it's...
Los Crans Avenue, in effect.
I think, honestly, it's just feeling, like, you know, because growing up, you hear, like, especially me, I've always been, like, a big kid, right?
Yeah.
Health is wealth, brother.
Yeah.
Health is well, Papa. Like, and he's like, bro, shut the fuck up. DJ Khaled's rich. You know what I mean? Like, Rick Ross is rich.
He just got a fucking star.
Yeah, he's got a fucking star. Or like, but I do like, cause bro, when I get super skinny, I look smokerish.
Right.
And I don't want to look like that.
You
like,
wanna be healthy.
Like I wanna
He wanna be.
Yeah, like I wanna be macizo, but yeah. You know, like, yeah. Like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like for, I wanna be poppy. But also be like you know, like teddy bear poppy, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like fool, if I grew up bada ba, it'll be over for these biddies. Cause just know girls always be like, oh my god, if you had a bada ba, I'm like, girl, I know.
Did your dad grow a beard?
Fuck no.
No, he didn't have
he couldn't give me shit.
He didn't pass you down anything?
No, he did. I for sure have his personality. Like, super cool, funny, don't give a fuck about nothing. Mm. For sure. But yeah, so it's all about, because I've been feeling better, you know what I mean? There's a lot of fly shit I could wear a little more now. You know what I mean?
So I'm more trying, comfortable.
So, like, I'm trying to, like, just be hella comfortable, you feel me? Thick. Like, I want to be, like, thickums, you know what I mean? Like, I'm poppy already. I just want to be, like, papi sote. You know what I mean? So it's just, but it is about feeling good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the little things you start recognizing. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? I don't know. Yeah, I just want to be comfortable. Like,
that's dope.
Bro, you know what I mean? Like, airplanes are not for big people.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not at that point where I'm like, I struggle at the plane. But I do want to, like, be more comfortable at the airport.
Yeah.
You feel me?
In general.
You know what big
or
you
in
do?
General. What happened?
Big, well, like, if you're bigger, you have to buy 2 seats, right? Yeah. But you know the button on the plane that lets your seat go back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He used to get, like, a bottle cap and cover the button so that his weight wouldn't touch the button to make the seat go back when he didn't want it. But that's the type of problems that, like, regular people don't get. But no. I'm not saying that's you. But, when you said that reminds me of him. And his weight loss journey has been inspirational.
Yeah, so it's been like... Yeah. And then, shout out Lechero for being an inspiration as well.
Lechero.
Yeah, shout out Lechero. He's been killing it. So, yeah, man, I've been... Shit, you guys even sent me some songs for my playlist.
Yeah.
Shout out Sarah. Shout out Jose. Shout out Angie. They sent me some good Mac Miller. Some good... Some artists I've never heard about, actually, but... Some real lyricist shit. I'd be like, oh, I can't believe you said that lyric.
You like listening to lyricism when you're.
I like listening
out.
To like hella mellow shit. Like, if you guys seen the playlist, I had a lot of J. Cole in it. A lot of like old school Drake where he was like actually rapping. And then I had a lot of Mac Miller. I have some AFM Peso on there.
Nice.
You know, so it's a mixture of the young, the old, the new, the different. So yeah, I've been good. But yeah, it feels good. Haven't eaten no fast food. Haven't eaten no Chick-fil-A. So yeah, I've been doing good.
That's good. Yeah, keep it consistent.
Yeah, I love that for you.
I'm proud of you.
What about you, Vic?
Lent went terribly for me as far as what I said I was going to. I was going to give up, like, sweets and, like, sugar and fell off the wagon pretty early. About a week, 2 weeks into it, I was just like, fucked up. You know when you fuck up and then you're like, I already fucked up. Might as well keep it going.
Just own it. Yeah,
it happened. But there's nothing. There's no positive to report.
What about you?
I gave up cussing.
Wow.
I think I was good for a couple weeks and then like little things have slid here and there.
I've got you.
But I've talked to God about it and he literally says, like, at least if I'm giving an effort still, like I didn't just totally give up and just start cursing, I still stop myself.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Yeah,
what the frick?
Yeah, I'll whatever. Still stop myself. Now but sometimes it'll just come out naturally.
Now, this was Letty. Fuck. Oh, sorry, Diosito, sorry.
Yeah.
And then go back to write it to the conversation. But I think it's dope that you tried. I think trying, I think at least when you tried, you at least, like, okay, at least I didn't just throw it all down the drain. You know what I mean? Like you somehow gave it, like,
pretty much.
Yeah.
When do you guys think you cuss the most?
But I'm with my homies. Se pasan de verga, güey. Like, it just be, it's a constant, like, fat fuck, fucking dumb fuck, fuckity fuck, fuck, fuck. And it's just like, and it's just like, you fat fucking bitch. And it's just like, oh, yeah? Well, fuck you. You don't have a dad. And he's like, oh, yeah? Your dad's a crackhead. Oh, yeah? Well, at least my dad didn't leave me for another family. Mm-hmm. And it's just a constant of bad words. And it's just the funniest thing ever. But, yeah, it's probably when I curse the most.
Do you ever get your feelings hurt?
I like about the dad jokes?
Just about anything. Like, I feel like
the. Oh, 100%.
What hurts 100%. Your feelings?
One time, shout out my homegirl Stephanie, love her to death. Last year, we were having the Christmas gift exchange. I always hang out with my friends on Christmas, always. On Christmas Day. We always make it a point to see each other on Christmas Day, Thanksgiving. Nice. Whether it's the day before, day after, or the day of, we always hang out, get drunk, or like just eat and talk about life. That's how close we are. And one time, we're like, because it starts getting crazy. It always starts with like a little right hook, right? Yeah. They'll be like, oh, whoop. And it's like, all right, fucker. And then we go back and forth. And one time, I don't know, this is when, because nobody had made a joke. So when I go to TJ, unfortunately, I have to look for my dad. I can't call him or anything. I have to look for him. He's homeless. So she was like, we're going back and forth. And I'm like, shut up, Steph. You have two dads and you don't see none of them. She's like, well, yeah, well, at least I don't have to look for them. And I was like, oh, I was like, huh, all right. And their homies were like,
you have to look for that part hurt you more?
Yeah, I was
the,
like,
the big thing.
I was like, oh, you fucking piece of shit. And then after she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, I got you, fucker, watch. But I didn't have a comeback way.
Yeah.
I didn't have one.
She and I'm like, she
because,
has
yeah, because it hurts. No, like, she has a.
Oh
has
my God,
a,
he's crying.
No, I'm not. She has a real dad. Yeah. She has a real dad, and then she has her stepdad.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, shut up, you have two dads, and I've never met none of them. And she's like, well, at least I don't have to look for them. And I was like,
dang.
And then in my head, I was like, damn. Because usually I have one right back. You know, yeah. There's already one in the chamber.
Yeah.
But I hit her with the one on my chamber. Little did I know she had a double shotty waiting for my ass. And she hit me with that shit. And all the homies were like, oh, you have to look for your dad. Oh, GPN. Like culeros, you know? But I was a good one. I was like, oh. I was like, oh, legend. It was a legendary joke.
Did you tell
to Cookie this day we talk Adriana about it? For sure.
Yeah.
All the time. Cookie and Jonathan gets funny. The oldest one could be a little sentimental about shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit, I was like, oh, damn. Yeah, I was like, damn. I was like, because it's not like it hurt me, but it hurts more when it's true.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Something up. Yeah.
Like it wasn't a lie, yeah. You know? So it was hella funny.
When somebody makes something up about you, you're like, ah, yo, whatever. But then it's like, when it's true, it's like, damn.
She's like, well, he didn't have to look for them. I was like, I even sat there and I was like, touche.
Damn.
I was like, oh, you fucking piece of shit. But she got me good, fool. It was like, it shut my ass up. Yeah. Like, I couldn't say nothing. I couldn't make fun of her for the rest of the day, the night. Because she just killed me with a banger.
Sometimes it'd be like that.
Yeah, like, it just, we do a lot of fucked up shit. I want you guys to come around when it's just us. And you guys could just observe, like, pretend you guys are not in the room.
Flies on the wall.
And it gets crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, what about you? Is there like, oh, a lot of things, huh? You're very emotional.
Yeah.
When do you cuss the most? What do you feel like?
Probably when I'm talking about hip hop. Mm. Like, you guys see how I get all passionate and yeah. Then I just lose it. Because it's like, really important to me.
100%. Yeah. I love your tweets about hip hop.
Because I really get like, what about you, Vic?
In traffic, for sure. In traffic all the time. I'm like, move, bitch. Like, yeah. If people could hear me while I'm driving, I'm like, slow the fuck down, speed the fuck up. Like, I'm just like talking shit. You better not fucking go, you stupid bitch.
Wow.
Like,
Vic just fucking stupid dumb bitch. You better not honk right now.
And like, and that's only when I'm like solo in the car. You know, I drive a certain way when I'm just by myself, and then a certain way when I have Vic in the car. You know.
Because you can't act too crazy.
Or like cuss like that. Because he's gonna be like, Dad, we said no bad words. Like, he's really on me about that too.
And then he's saying the same things while he's playing on video games. Nah. So you feel like the little kids cuss him out. Yeah.
No, I try not to.
If you ever do something that you told your kids not to do, and then you do it, and then they look at you like, but you told me like
you
not to.
You literally told me not to do that. I think you're gonna be like that.
No, fucking, I said like, I was talking on the phone with the homie, I was like, shut your bitch ass up. And Aiden's like, don't say that. You said I couldn't say that. Aww. And I was like, or like, I was trying to be funny with Aiden. I'm like, Aiden, what's up with the bitches? I have the video. I'm going to send it to you. And then he was like, and he was like, don't say that, Tio Danny. Don't say that. And then he was just like, he hates, he like, he's like, for like who he's around, because we curse a lot.
Right.
He's like, he knows,
he's
like,
chill.
But he hella corrects us, like, don't
that's
say
good.
That.
That's good.
That's how my like son that. Is too.
Yeah.
I feel bad. I told my son, I promised him that I wouldn't like mock him anymore. Sometimes I mock him because he makes me mad. and then today I did it again. I was like, I'm so, he's like, Dad, you said you wouldn't. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, this is the last time. I swear. Because it'll be like, he's being a brat. And then yeah. I'll mock him. But yeah. And then he'll like, like he'll get like really like sad. Like, Dad. Yeah. Like, you know? And I forget that like anything I say holds a lot more weight.
Of course.
To,
yeah.
You know, to him than if anybody else or if he says it to me or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So like. Yeah,
it's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah.
Duno was on his live the other day, and he was having people sing to him. And oh, I was yeah. like, dude, we should do a brown bag, tengo talento, mucho talento. Oh, like, and dope. Have people just perform.
Yeah.
Well, we can't use that name because it's clear. It's like literally already a name. Oh. But it could be something like that.
We'll flip
we'll
it like
figure
we
it out. We'll figure it yeah. out. Yeah. But that would be so fun if we have a talent show, like a brown bag talent show.
That's fine.
And we're the judges.
That's lit.
Maybe we should do that at a live show.
That should sick. Be a live show idea. Like, yeah. if you're talented, like, start give it. Send us the videos already.
Do backflips so and shit.
We can
no.
have like our candidates.
No weird shit. Or yeah. like swallow fire. That'd be cool.
Yeah, like something.
That show was lit. The Homie Depot, I killed it.
What did he do?
He was singing, "I'll Catch a Grenade for You."
Bruno Mars.
And he was just going in like, "I can't sing in it," like you know, yeah.
And Baby or something.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah. oh yeah, they did Justin Bieber Baby. They killed it. You know what I mean? What about this guy in Ohio?
Okay.
We haven't touched any of the topics.
Any of the topics.
Dad, I love these podcasts. We talk so much and it's just lit.
Yeah.
It's just more work for us.
Litty. Okay, since we were talking about Lent, there is a guy in Ohio that has gave up food for Lent and all he's drinking is beer.
Cold.
Just like we've been drinking beer, he's drinking beer. I wonder how he's doing.
It's a lot of yeast.
Like, it's nice to do this like the first couple days. But for 40 days to give up beer, that's a lot on your liver.
His feet are
I mean, not
sure
to give up
swollen.
Beer, to give up food and only drink beer.
Is he drinking water?
Yeah, that's
well?
Like.
He's drinking water and he lost weight.
He lost weight.
Okay, so then water and beer?
Water and beer.
Because like Supersize Me, that's a documentary where the guy Ooh. Just ate Supersize McDonald's.
Died. He almost died. Caught diabetes off yeah. that, like just eating McDonald's every day for every meal. So
that's crazy.
You drink yeah. only beer?
Can do you have the history of what type of beer he's drinking? Because it has to be light, right? There's no like way.
Natty Ice. He's drinking Natty Ice.
Because if he's doing Lent, is he Catholic? Is that a Lent? Is that like Lent? Is it a Christian Catholic thing?
What if he drinks O'Doul's?
What if he's just drinking IPAs?
He did it also to fundraise money.
So it's for a good cause.
It's not good for your health.
Definitely not.
Like,
I would not suggest this.
What is he like? Is he like getting stupid lit every day?
True.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or is it like one in the morning, one in for
breakfast,
lunch?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
He drinks water and takes vitamins.
Okay. I still don't think that's healthy, dog.
Yeah, I still
like,
don't think that's healthy.
Like,
alcohol is poison to our bodies.
Look at us downing 40s and drinking Michichui.
While talking shit, huh?
Yeah.
Don't fucking do that.
Yeah, oh my God. I would never.
Oh my God. Do you know those girls that go, like, I don't drink beer?
No.
I'm those girls that don't drink beer.
I was about to say, Duno. Duno literally always tells us, like, I don't drink beer.
No, but I gave it up. I used to chug hella cuarentas. And, like, you know, if I used to drink hella Modelos and Budweiser and shit like that.
Okay.
But, like, I brought a girl to the Canasada before, and she's like, I don't drink beer. It gets me fat. And the homies after she left, they're like, fucking stuck up ass bitch. We'll never bring her around again. She wants to be all cool and shit. What, she thinks she's better than us or what? And then she's like, I just don't. Like, it gets pimples and stuff. She was like, and then she talks like this, right? So it's just frustrating me more.
And I was like, Where'd you meet her?
And I just, not the point. You went on a crazy party? I'm like, serving myself a plato. And I'm like, get up. And then she's like, oh, it's because I'm shy. And the homies mocking her, like, get your own plate. like, you ain't gonna let us? Oh, and then the homie gets there, and he gets there a little late. So, you know, first thing you do when you get there, you open the pack. Hey, who needs one? Boom, boom, boom. And then he's about to give her one. And then the homie goes like, she doesn't drink beer. She's getting fat. And bro, she was like, nah. But she was like, and towards the end, like, it was funny because then the other homegirl showed up. They're like, fool, pass me a beer. Opening it with their teeth and shit. Yeah. And then she was like, I'm like, see, they're pretty. And that, but it was funny.
Where's she now?
She's fucking not around. Because she doesn't drink beer.
Back to the valley for her.
She was from, like, Cover City. She was from, like, by the beach. Ooh. Her parents speak English.
That is funny as fuck.
You meet the homies and you tell them, my parents speak English. Privileged. You're privileged. You'd be like, why? I'm poor too. No, you're not. Your parents speak English.
You know, they shouldn't be.
So why you're poor? You know the language everybody wants to know. Like, it's the funniest thing ever. I love it. That's don't funny. You know I'm loco, Latin? Let's go!
The Lakers fired Frank Vogel.
Yeah, I think the way he found out was Twitter. He found out before the Lakers made it official. Twitter went crazy about it. And honestly, we didn't have a good season. For the players we had, the All-Stars we had, it's just something that, like, I remember when the season first started, we talked about it like crazy, like, damn, okay, we got AD, we got a ring, but now we also have Russ, LA native, he's home, he's gonna wanna ball out. And he didn't have the best year, whether it's shooting wise or just being a basketball player. Like, some people have their off years, and we talked about this, where you said sometimes rappers get like writer's block.
Yeah.
I think it was deeper than that. Like, Russell Westbrook threw shade at Frank Vogel. At Frank Vogel. And he talked about how he felt like he had an issue with him. Didn't really let him play his ball and stuff like that. And then they asked LeBron certain things. And then LeBron and AD said, like, man, we let Russ be Russ the whole season. And then Russ replied with but that wasn't true. Let's be honest. So it's kind of like, they're homies. They're really good friends. But just because I'm really good homies with some of my homies, I'm not going to start a podcast with them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something's not for the same people, you know what I mean? And I just don't think it made sense. I just think it's a lot of emotions and, I don't know.
It was a failed experiment, pretty much. And somebody had to take the fall. Frank Vogel, really good coach, but he's a really good defensive coach. But in order to be a really good defensive coach, you need those defensive pieces.
Mm.
In the offseason, they traded away the best defensive players for Russell Westbrook, who came here and didn't try his hardest to become the best defender. You know what I'm saying? So, like, and then the notion saying that he didn't get the chance to be himself, like, he played the most minutes and started the most games out of any Laker. So how did you not get a chance? If you played like 70 games, you were the healthiest person all season. Give it up to him for that, because he's the most durable, hardest playing.
And he works hard as fuck.
Yeah, he works hard as fuck. But at the same time, it's like, do you watch, I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm saying, do you watch the film? Do you see, do you make adjustments? Or do you just go out there every day and play as hard as you can?
Bro, hopefully we get the coach that he won the championship for the Toronto Raptors. He's a good coach.
Nick Nurse.
Yeah, so hopefully we get him. I think that'll be hella fun to watch and shit. I think that'll be dope as fuck.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Poor Lakers.
Historic Filipino town gateway installed over Beverly Boulevard in L.A. I don't understand this.
So you know how Chinatown has its sign, the big Chinatown sign, where it has a dragon on top of it.
Yeah.
Other cities, my section finally got their sign.
That's a gateway. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Historic Filipino town is in Los Angeles, but more specifically, it's in Echo Park.
Yeah, man.
It's like, inside. Well, it's a neighborhood inside Echo Park.
It's in historic Filipino town. Yeah. It's right on Beverly Boulevard, the bridge. Where you guys see movies like fucking Fast and the Furious being filmed there.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too far from Echo Park, a couple blocks. It's off basically Glendale Boulevard and Beverly. But Beverly, after the bridge, it turns into, first. But yeah, man, it's dope. Everybody's excited for it. I'm excited for the shit. How do you say it?
The Long Gabe or something. Our guiding star. Oh, nice.
And then it's right next to Belmont High School, which is a legendary high school in the city. It's been around since, 1920-something. So, yeah, man, it's dope.
Nice.
That shit is dope. Like, when I seen that, I was like, holy shit. I was like, damn. And then everybody, when I met up with the homies, everybody was like, you seen that shit? They're like, fool, nobody knew. We didn't even know.
Damn, they didn't invite you to the ribbon cutting.
They didn't invite me to the ribbon cutting for that shit.
Well, the like for context that people like aren't from LA and stuff like that.
Yeah.
LA has a lot of little tiny neighborhoods and subcities essentially that people that live in that exact neighborhood are super proud of. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people won't know that like historic Filipino town is a thing. I didn't know what it was until I met you, until we did that, the haunted house thing.
Yeah.
And then I seen, I'm like, oh, this is like little subsidy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of people, like, for example, I grew up in Lenox first half of my life. A lot of people don't know what that is, but it's like technically shares a zip code with Inglewood and it's right by LAX, but it's its own little subsidy. Super proud of that I'm from there and not another city nearby. You 100%. Know what I'm saying?
And I think it's like that with historic Filipino town, since it being around such something like it's close to the Dodger Stadium, not too far from downtown and stuff like that. But historic Filipino town is dope. Like we got like, it's it kind of shares it. We're kind of like, it's kind of like almost Rampart District. It's not too far from Westlake, but it's literally its own thing. You know what I mean? So I think that's dope. I'm excited for that shit. I thought that shit was dope. I'm gonna go take some pictures.
That's dope.
Around there.
Oh yeah.
Edgar Report.
The Edgar Report. Shout out to my boy Money Sign Sway.
Shout out Sway.
Super proud of my guy. Sold out the Novo.
Hey.
The Novo is
nice.
The biggest hip hop venue on the West Coast.
One of like, the biggest 100%.
Like literally when conducting like business on the West Coast for concerts, that's the one that books the most hip hop festivals. It's considered a hip hop venue.
Yeah.
What Dom was telling me. And so to sell it out is a big fucking deal. 2,400 seats.
Yeah.
And a kid from Huntington Park
killed it.
The one of the original Edgars, I'm not gonna lie, in SoCal.
Facts.
He's probably like in a while, he's very emotional about his life.
Yeah.
In his songs. And he talks about like
real life.
Yeah, he talks about real life shit he's going through. I know he has a song where he mentions his dad leaving and then his mom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
On the video, is it Mama Don't Cry?
Yeah.
Mama Don't Cry, yeah. I'll be fine. He like is like his mom, this Latina lady that protects him.
And he's locked up and he's like calling her from the jail phone because he's, you know, incarcerated again. And then there's like a bunch of homies in there in the video that are also calling their moms and shit. Like, it's a powerful video with the message and everything.
Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out Suede. He's been doing this thing.
Sold the Novo the fuck out.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Hell yeah.
All right. It's time for Brown Pride, where we shout out Latinos doing it big and just telling them we are proud of you. So big up to our girl, Blanca Byrne. She's the first Mexican woman referee in the NBA.
Hell yeah.
Man, I don't even know how to say this place in Mexico.
Me either. It's Toreno.
Torreón.
Torreón, Chihuahua,
no,
Mexico.
No, that's not Chihuahua. Coahuila.
Oh, Coahuila.
Coahuila.
Yeah. Well, no.
Coahuila.
But she's from like a spot in Mexico.
Yeah, she's from where there's probably pyramids.
Yeah. Remember how, what's dude that was a pitcher for the Dodgers?
Which one?
Fuck,
famous. Yeah, Valenzuela. He was from like this super small place in Mexico. That's probably going to be like one of those.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to Blanca Byrne. We're proud of you. First Mexican woman referee in the NBA. Big up, girl.
Facts. And with all due respect, she looks very beautiful.
Yeah, she is very gorgeous. Now, we have to shout out the youngest mariachi in the game. It's a little kid from Texas. His name is Mateo Adalberto Lopez. Vic, you better stop clowning me before you're the one that reads these things, okay?
I can't read.
Exactly. So then we're not laughing. Look, he's been named the youngest mariachi singer in the Guinness Book of World Records. He said he started singing when he was 4. How old is he now?
7, I believe.
He's 7. Damn. I got to start Jorjito already.
Lil Vic needs a job, like I said earlier. Yeah.
That's crazy.
He sounds great, too.
That's so dope.
Oh, he's like good. Like, actually good.
Like, he has one of those voices, like one in a million voices where it's just like, that's crazy. Being a mariachi is very hard, you guys.
Yeah.
You have to know a lot of, you have to know songs that your grandpa that came out when your grandpa was young.
People request a song, you gotta be like, oh yeah, I know that one. Or pull up the lyrics real quick. Now they have phones to pull up the lyrics.
Yeah, now they have phones.
Request the deepest cuts.
Yeah, and you gotta know.
If you don't have them, they give you the most like disgusting look. Yeah. Like, you don't.
We.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That. Like, yes. Yeah.
Give me back the receipt.
Yeah. What do you mean you don't know any songs from Coco? I've asked for Coco stuff. Yeah, we go to Placita Olvera. There's a spot we like to eat there, and there's like a little trio that comes, and it's a lady and two guys, and we ask them to do like Coco songs, like Coco Loco or something. Yeah, and they don't know it, but they're like, we could do Llorona, which is low key like a hella, like Mexican classic song. Yeah, yeah.
That or the Mariachi Loco.
But
my kids don't. But that wasn't in Coco.
No, it's just a.
Kids do not like Llorona. Like to them, that one's too sad. They need Poco Loco, Remember Me. Yeah.
That's fire. Shout out him.
Yeah, big up to you. I really feel, damn, like, how do you even find out what to be in a Guinness Book of World Records? Like, what to do to be in there?
Yeah.
You Who figured it out. Facts.
I know. Like, is it like just a person with like a fucking notepad and just like come see?
Can we
sing?
Apply?
If that's the thing, let's figure out one that we could do.
We're something, right?
We could definitely get into the
first Latino podcast to chug a 40.
Even if it's not that, let's figure something out to be one.
What's something you would want to be in the Guinness World?
I don't know. I want to see what type of stuff is in there. Like what type of stuff we could do.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. Yeah.
A lot of them are like timed, like longest freestyle, and it was like a few days or something.
Longest podcast running.
Yeah.
You might have to go like on a
podcast like being like marathon.
We could do three podcasts standing on our heads. That would be like three days of podcast straight.
Live podcast.
Three days straight podcast running.
And everybody just come by and give us water and
yeah.
Wow. Water and snacks. We have to be sitting down and drinking Michi Chewy.
Yeah. And you can't go to the restroom.
And you can't go to the bathroom.
Wow, I could do it.
That'd be hella dangerous. Just pee yourself.
Yeah.
Or diapers.
We're on a mission.
The camera angle will just be like neck up that whole day.
Yeah. I remember there used to be books. Like, you used to read the books. Like, I want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records. And there always was the dude with the long-ass fingernails. Like, the one that curled up.
I remember when I first opened mine, I was like, oh my God, he has nails like Evie Queen.
Yeah, fast. Trendsetter.
Everybody was like, who's Evie Queen? Because I went to like a white elementary.
They never knew. And I was like, now they know.
Yeah.
Cardi B says she's inspired by Evie Queen. Like really? Her nails and how she does it because of Evie Queen.
That's dope.
Sí, la caballota, papi.
Look, let's go into No Me Digas. Oof. There was a comment on, look, shout outs first of all. Big up to everybody that commented.
Oh, yeah.
What these cartwheels
are.
What are
they called? It don't
AKA
matter.
AKA pinwheels.
AKA chicharrones. AKA
AKA
everything.
Chicharrones, duritos, like everything.
Churritos.
I think we landed on rueditas. It just makes the most sense. This is a ruedita. Yeah.
Although the bag says
the
duritos.
The bag does say duritos. And it literally like I think people are like, well, my elotero calls him this or my, paletero calls him that, but it's like, yeah, because they want your money. Whatever you call them, they're gonna
We're uploading this. There was comments about different things people call him, and somebody said that their girl calls him beaner wheels.
And then so someone commented like, that sounds racist. I was watching the convo, and then that person was like, no, she is South American, so she can say it. And plus, I'm Mexican, so our kids are Mexican. So she can say beaner wheel. So then the question arose in the group chat. If you are not Mexican, clearly beaner is more of a Mexican slur or like a name meant to clown Mexicans. If you are not Mexican, is it fine to say beaner?
I think you have to be Hispanic.
Yeah, yeah. Like if you're Latino.
Yeah, 100%.
If I'm Peruvian, can I call you a beaner?
For sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I feel like that is even, because even within Latino cultures, they're low-key, I don't even know if the term is racist still, but they're still hating between everybody.
100%. Yeah, like my Salvi homies call me an immigrant all the time. Because we're like the topic of the news, Mexicans, right? We're closer to America. The borders are like attached to Mexico. Yeah. So I always get the shut the fuck up, fucking border happy, shut the fuck up, being out
there. Your Salvi friends say that?
Yeah, and then I'd be like, you're just mad it takes you longer to get to America. Yeah. And then we just go back and forth on certain shit. But yeah, the word beaner is not. I've been called a beaner before by somebody that wasn't Hispanic.
Mm-hmm. And it's fine for you.
Well, I was working. It wasn't because it was like, so I was working at Pollo Loco.
Yeah.
And they were like, and this. And certain individual was like, man, woo, 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 woo. And I'm like, bro, there's no more chicken. What do you want me to do? And he's like, nah, nah, nah. You beaters always have something. Nah, nah. You beaters always taking people's job. And I'm like, you want this shit? You can have it. I don't want to work here.
But you knew that their, like, intention was
to hurt me. And I'm like, fool, I have papers.
Yeah.
Like, I have papers.
But beaner doesn't mean you don't have papers.
No. I just think it's something kind of like,
it's derogatory.
Towards Mexicans. Because yo me llevo así with my homies. Yeah. But, like, if a random person called my mom a beaner.
But if it's, like, if a Peruvian lady went up to your mom and called her a beaner, is she being disrespectful? Or is it just fine?
Depends. See, my mom, if my mom se está llevando, it's different. But if it was, like, a random argument and then that comes up. Like, if you're trying to hurt somebody, it's never okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, like. Oof. Yeah, the word beaner does not offend me. Because when I was called the beaner, I was like, I have papers.
Yeah.
I think it all depends who says it, how they say it.
Right.
For the most part. Like, you know, if a Caucasian says it and is trying to be offensive, it won't necessarily offend me, but it'll upset me that you're trying to offend me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, your intention. It's all about intention.
Yeah, it's all the intention.
But I don't think anyone calls someone a beaner out of love. That's not Mexican.
That's not Mexican. Yeah, I guess.
Like, it's condescending. It's like, oh, those beaners.
Because if it's like, let's say we're all in the car right now, and we're like, four beaners in the car, like, when we laugh and we love it, we're like, yeah, hell yeah. Like,
what if, like, a white person in a truck's driving by?
Not even
like,
a white, if a Cuban said, fucking beaners in a car.
I mean, like, yeah, to me, but you're darker than me.
Yeah.
But they're not.
I don't know. To me, it's never, words don't get to me. Like, and that's just to be honest. Like I said, the majority of my friends are fucking not Mexican. Like, my homie Jerome is Filipino, and we go back and forth, and I go like, you came on a boat? And he goes like, well, you're a fucking beaner. And we laugh about this shit. I just think it's the way I really think it's the way you say if you mean things. Because I personally know Frank. I know two best friends. One of them is white, and one of them is Mexican. And the jokes that go back and forth are the funniest thing ever, but they love each other to death. Yeah. That's somebody's godson, and that's the other person's godson. It's really how you're saying it. I just think if you're saying it in a bad way, we're like, example, like if somebody were to write an article about me, Leti and Vic, and the publicist were to be like, the journalist would be like, oh, well, these aliens are beaners, then we'll be like, well, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's different. But, like, if I think, like, if a Mexican journalist were to write something about us and they were saying it in a way where, in a term where we understand, we're like, oh, fucking, because I remember growing up, my mom would be like, ah, si yo soy frijolera.
Yeah.
A mí me gustan los frijoles. Mm-hmm. A mí no me importa. Like, you know, like, I just think it's the way you say things and how you mean it. Like, if you mean it in a hurtful way, then it's a big fuck you. But if you mean it in a funny, you get along way and that's how you get along, then I think it's okay.
Yeah. I think that, like, to me, I'm not okay with it.
Okay.
I'm not okay with other Latinos calling Mexicans beaner, and I don't think that there is, like, if they're playing around, it's fine. Because I just see so much hate within the Latino community. I don't think any of us are, like, immune to it. Like, and when you're Mexican, it's literally, like, they hate that. Everyone calls them Mexican. They're either Salvi or South American or Central American. But why are we always Mexican? And Mexicans always this and Mexicans always that. I do think that when they use the term beaner, it's derogatory. It's not like homieship. And for the fact that we were talking about like these rueditas, and then someone looks at these and calls them, these are beaner wheels. So when someone looks at them and calls them that, I'm like, oh, yeah, they're clowning us. Like, it's a clown.
Yeah.
So I just, I don't think it's, clearly it's funny, but I don't think it's, like innocent. I think it comes with.
100%, I get it.
It comes with shade. Yeah. It comes with, like,
it's not an empowering
condescending.
Term.
Yeah. Because it is a diss.
Yeah. Yeah, just, like, I ain't gonna lie, when I see, like, like shit on the floor.
Like even when you call like salviceros.
Yeah,
cerotes. Or like I've heard that. So
you can say it. Yeah. I'm like, you can say it.
Yeah, but like I hate that. Yeah. Like I'll have family members that'll talk about salvies that way, and then I'll have salvi family members that'll talk about beaners and, yeah, and yeah, like talking crap about. But because I know behind those words are a lot of like it's shade.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, this fucking cerro or whatever. Yeah. And even if the salvi's like, I don't care, it's still, my intention is not to look at you like a equal.
You know that, you know that offends me a little bit too, when people say that, because my son is half Salvadoran. Mm-hmm. So even if it offends me when people use that word too.
To me, I think beaner like that.
You know what's crazy? I really be like, with the homies taking this shit, and I'll be like, damn, I just took an Andy. The homie Andy Salvadoran. And they'd be like, he'd be like, fuck you, fool. Fuck you. Or like, like it's the funniest thing ever just because, but that's how we get along. That's just, yeah, that's just like.
There's
like
a lot of love behind it.
Yeah, yeah, like, bro, to my homies, every short paisita lady that wears big sandals is a fucking little guatemalteca. Like, it's just, like, it's, but it's because we were raised around, I was in my city, like, which all like South America. So the way when we get along like that, it's really out of love. Like,
and you know, like
literally my best friend, the one I would give the world to and everybody, and I love him to death, the homie Andy, people don't know this, but bro, it's like literally, like he's like my right hand to everything behind the scenes. He's literally Salvadorian, and bro, and Guatemalan, our best jokes is about me being Mexican.
And being
but like, shut the fuck up, your team not even in FIFA. Well, yeah, at least my country's not corrupted. Like, it's just, like, funny shit back and forth, but it's, like, it's really, like, but I understand other, like, if, because I would understand maybe, like, if, like, let's say.
Get it, like, in the situation you're talking about. You're clowning, yeah, they're your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just different in different situations. Oh,
that's, because that's what I'm going to say. Like, I'm pretty sure there's salvi families that don't like Mexicans. And I know a lot of Mexicans that don't like salvis.
Yeah.
It's just, I think, like, yeah, like, if my homie were to come and a family member I never met was like, he gets a pinche salvadoreño, I'd be like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, because to you, that's your other family.
Yeah, like, that's my family. Like, and my niece is mixed. She's a little beaner and a little serotura. But I love her to death. I love you, Angie. Theo loves you. I'll give you the world. You know this. Two, both of them. Jaylene and Angie.
What about Aiden?
Aiden is full Mexican.
Oh, okay.
And I love the girls even more.
For as much of the back and forth, I love that so many, like, Salvadorians and Mexicans end up hooking up and making kids.
Yeah.
For it as sucks, much shit that they talk.
It sucks for the offspring. It sucks for the kids.
Why? Because you're like, we get both the best worlds. Paco Pollo Tacos.
Because they never end up together. Like, my parents didn't end up together. Little Vic.
Yes. I'm going to have Little Vic call you for counseling soon.
Yeah, please.
When he has an identity crisis.
It's like, damn, no, I get it.
Mine didn't either.
Yeah.
We hate
each other, but we managed to fornicate with each other, like, all day. Like,
all day?
Yeah. I love Salvadoran women, by the way.
I know, but if you get one, you're not going to stay with her.
You really?
Yeah.
So you gotta stop trying.
Your kids are probably just gonna be little.
I ain't gonna lie. If I'm cool with dating a Salvadoran, they got a little, like, what do they call it?
Sideburns?
No, like sideburns.
What? You were going like this?
Pelocho hair. They curly do have hair. Sideburns. Salvadorians have the most beautiful sideburns. I love it.
Curly hair.
Like, don't chip, baby girl. All right. I'll pull it for you.
All right.
Let me comb it over your ear.
Yeah. That father girl that ever broke my heart, sorry. Fucking pieces of shit. I love him, though. To death.
Shout out to them.
Shout out to the Salvadoreña with the coli. How do you say it? Colocho hair? Like, colocho hair? It's my thing. Cool, culo. Boom, boom, boom. So we're going to talk about two shoes. The Avocado Dunks that these just came out, that Nike released. Boom, these are right here. What are your take on these, Leti?
I like the green. I don't know about that little sticker on the side of it.
A lot of the new Dunks have been coming with that, with the little, like, side patch kind of thing. Yeah. I know the Union Dunks just came out. They had, like, something similar.
Yeah.
I fuck with them a lot. I like everything. And then if you, like, zoom in really good on the shoe, it gives you, like, the texture of, like, the outside of an avocado before you cut it.
Yeah.
So I think that's dope. I'm a fan. I fuck with them. I think it's cool.
You're gonna be wearing testicles on your feet.
Really?
Aguacate is the Aztec word for testicles. Literally, the Aztecs saw an avocado and were like, hey, nuts. This is what we're going to call it. Legit, look it up.
Yeah, they do.
Aguacate is the Aztec word for
I fuck with testicles. These. I like the color. As long as they don't brown after a while, I'll like.
Yeah, the pit still needs to be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dope. Yeah, I fuck with them.
All right, now are these other shoes by Tyga.
The Wavy Babies. Yeah.
And it's not a like a Photoshop edit or like anything
it's
that has to do with
it. It's not a fun mirror, like the fun houses.
These are literally how these shoes look.
Okay. I like them.
Aerodynamically.
They look a little sperm swimming.
They do. Aerodynamically.
Pick me.
They're probably terrible as far as like. Doing exercise, running, walking.
Right.
I wouldn't take these hiking. It's a cool concept. Yeah, instead of a van like little thing, it is a sperm. I can see
it
that.
It is a sperm tail.
Yeah.
See that. Semen. Was probably hella horny.
The semen ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The ones that never made it once. I think it's cool.
Most grossest question, but I have to ask it because it came in my head. Pause on came. Have you ever jizzed on your shoes? No, never landed on your pant. Vic is thinking. I appreciate.
I'm trying
you
to like recall. It's been like
I've landed on my sock.
Okay. That was on purpose, though.
PC Master Nuno.
Oh, shit.
I have so many questions.
You go ask him. Ask him. You talk to him right now. Turn to your head. We're here to answer them for you.
Don't you get, like, rug burn? It's a sock.
Food is lotion.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, I'm just saying.
So you fill the sock with lotion.
It's not like, hey, Victoria's Secret lotion. No, it's like, it's a glove, then a sock.
Okay.
And then lotion.
And so then what's the sock for?
You can't just generations.
Do the bag and the lotion?
Keeping it clean, yes.
It's tradition.
It's tradition. Pass down generations. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It would be a good place to hide your semen, I guess you could say.
I got into juvenile hall. They're like, hey, if we ever done a Fifi, I was like, never. They're like, you should try a perro. And I was like, fuck it, why not? I don't got nothing else to do. So I made a Fifi.
And you just stayed in your bunk.
No. There's a whole process,
right?
In camp.
You got to put a sheet up and shit?
Nah, they're just like, over. It's just do it.
Someone watches your back?
Somebody stands guard while I jack off. No, I don't work like that. God. When you're in juvenile hall, when you're like in East Lake Los Padrinos, you're in your own room. When you're in camp, it's a little more difficult because it's just a bunch of bangs, a fucking bunch of bunks right next to each other.
But yeah, no, I thought about it. No, I never skied on my shoe.
Pants,
yeah. That happens. Yeah. That happens.
It happens? Why does it happen? Like you're just walking?
Kind of like a...
No, if it's like a... No. No.
It's I don't know. I'm a woman.
It's like, you know, sometimes, you know, before you have an apartment, you might have to, you know, backseat boogie.
Okay.
And then it's like, sometimes you don't get fully like, undressed.
Or maybe you just go crazy, like in a parking lot or something.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. And then you look later, you're like, fuck.
Okay.
I like these jeans. Yeah.
Cool or cool on the shoes?
Cool, for sure.
I think they're cool.
The semen ones.
I think they're cool.
I don't know.
Lefty, I know you would pull them off.
I think Lefty could pull them off.
Yes, I know.
I feel so weird right now because I legit feel like the Chucks I was wearing were like this.
They look kind of similar, yeah.
And then he hated on them. So.
Yeah, fuck, I wasn't a big fan of the Chucks. Yeah. Maybe because I'm a big fan of Vans. Is this more cool to me?
Or Tyga.
No,
I thought you were on T-Rail side.
I am. I'm for sure. Yeah. Fuck Tyga. No, I'm just kidding. That Tyga never did nothing to me. He for sure. It's a real finisher. Nah, but yeah, I like these shoes. But you guys, it's episode 40. We appreciate you.
We made it. Us. We fucking made it.
Vic's happy. He's going to go have a Fifi night because it was a good day today. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Where all the guys' socks go? You know how you always lose socks?
I for sure lose socks.
Never like.
That's why I like none of them match.
All the pairs?
Yeah.
Damn.
There was never a sock monster.
We've solved the mystery. Episode 40, we solved the mystery of the Fifi.
Episode 40 is going to be called Fifi Nation.
Episode Fifi 40.
Seaman questions.
Brown bag.
Brown bag, episode 40. We will see you next week. Shout out to all of everybody that's ever seen or listened to the podcast. We do this for you. Thanks. Thank you for doing this for us.
Yep.
Boom.